KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. High school girls playoff softball action got underway last night in classes 1A and 2A. Let's check your scores. In class 1A first, in region 2, it was Griswold over Cam by a 4-3 final. Riverside beating Woodbine 11-2. Audubon topping Coon Rapids Bayard 8-7. Glenn Ralston beat Arweva 5-3. Westwood over Whiting 12-0. And West Harrison topping Boyer Valley by a 10-2 final. In region 3, in Class 1A, it was Fremont Mills over Bedford 11-10, Lamoni beating Southwest Valley 9-2, Lennox topping East Mills 13-1, Diagonal over Mormon Trail 12-0, Central Decatur beating Essex 14-2, and Stanton an 8-6 winner over Sydney. In Region 5, Colonesco beat GMG 9-3, East Union over Orient Maxburg 5-1, Melcher Dallas topping Murray 17-2, and BGM over Baxter 6-3. Also in Class 2A action last night in Region 1, AHSTW advances with an 8-4 win over IKM Manning, while Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 13-3. And in Region 2, Madrid outscored West Central Valley 17-11. Those winners all move on in regional girls softball tournament play. Playoff baseball rolls on for Class 1A and 2A schools tonight with second round play. Here on KJAN, we'll have a Class 1A District 13 semifinal from Anita for you as Cam hosts Nottoway Valley. Chris Parks will have the call of the game. We'll get it started at 6:45 with the pregame. The first pitch set for 7 o'clock. Take a look at some other area matchups tonight. The other District 13 matchup has Stanton playing Bedford tonight, that game in Corning. Also District 11, Southeast Warren hosting Earlham, and Linville Sully is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. In District 12, Moravia at Central Decatur, Lamoni plays at Mount Air. In District 14, Exira EHK on the road at St. Albert, while East Mills will play at Sydney. In District 15, Boyer Valley faces Audubon up in Audubon, and Logan Magnolia will play at Coon Rapids Bayard. In District 16, Lawton Bronson is at Kingsley Pearson, while Hinton will play Westwood. That game also at Kingsley Pearson as part of a doubleheader, that first game at 4:30. Also, Class 2A action tonight in District 14, ACGC on the road at Woodward Granger, and Panorama will play Southeast Valley. That's a 4:30 start time, that game also at Granger tonight. In District 15, Trainer is at Tri-Center, and Neola will also be the host site for the Clarinda Shenandoah game. That game getting underway at 4:30 this evening. In District 16, Kemper Catholic is at Underwood, and also at Underwood tonight, East Sac County plays Missouri Valley. That game will be an early game at 4:30. All the other games outside of those 4:30 start times are set for 7 o'clock this evening. Also, last night at regular season high school baseball, it was Creston winning over ADM 10-9. Denison also a 10-9 winner over Carroll. Thomas Jefferson beat Glenwood 10-5, and Abraham Lincoln swept a pair from Indianola 5-4 and 11-10 were those scores. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association announced its final 3A and 4A rankings for the season yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at those ratings. In Class 4A, Johnston is number one, with Ankeny number two, Urbandale three, Dubuque Hempstead four, and Sioux City East at number five. Southeast Polk, Waukee, Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Iowa City Liberty round out the top 10. In Class 3A, the final top 10 is headed up by Davenport Assumption. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at number two, Central DeWitt three, Dallas Center Grimes is four, and Cedar Rapids Xavier is ranked fifth. Gilbert, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Winterset, Waverly Shell Rock, and MOC Floyd Valley round out the final Class 3A top 10. Well, the Washington NFL team is shedding the Redskins name effective immediately. That change comes less than 2 weeks after owner Dan Snyder launched an organizational review amid pressure from sponsors to make a change. FedEx, Nike, Pepsi, and Bank of America all lined up against the name, which was given to the franchise in 1933 when the team was still based in Boston. A new name for one of football's oldest franchises must still be selected, and it's unclear how soon that will happen. Native American experts and advocates have long protested the name that they call a dictionary-defined racial slur. More than a dozen Native leaders and organizations wrote to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell last week demanding an immediate end to Washington's use of the name. Goodell, who has fielded questions on the topic for years, said he supported the review. In other NFL news, with training camp set to start at the end of the month, the league believes it's one step closer to addressing player safety amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's come up with face shields for the players' helmets. The face shield was designed by Oakley, which already provides visors for the players. The union's medical director had suggested that players wear face masks to help control the spread of the virus, but players shot down that idea. The face shield has received a better response than the mask suggestion. Well, the Detroit Lions have signed their first-round draft pick, Jeff Okuda. The Lions also announced Monday they signed second-round selection DeAndre Swift, along with fifth-round picks Quintez Cephas and Jason Huntley. Detroit drafted Okuda, a former Ohio State standout, with the third overall pick and made him the highest-drafted cornerback since Sean Springs was selected from the same school by Seattle in 1997. The Lions are hoping he becomes a game-changing talent to help a defense that ranked number 31 in the league last season. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves say they have no plans to follow the lead of the NFL's Washington Redskins and change their team name. The Tomahawk Chop chant used by Braves fans is under review, however. The team said in a letter it's seeking input from the Native American community, fans, players, and former players as it examines the fan experience, including the chant. The Redskins announced Monday they'll be changing their name and their Indian head logo. The Braves said they have established a cultural working relationship with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians in North Carolina and formed a Native American working group. The name came with the team on its move from Milwaukee to Atlanta in 1966. The name was adopted in 1912 when the team was based in Boston. Well, major league teams are working out in mostly empty ballparks, mindful the long-awaited start to the season is barely a week away and fans won't be coming. So teams are trying as best they can to ramp up the competitiveness of summer camps conducted in isolation. Several teams announced upcoming exhibition games, including Houston at Kansas City, Kansas City at St. Louis, and Cleveland against Pittsburgh. The Milwaukee Brewers will play intra-squad games for several nights starting Tuesday and are dubbed them the Blue and Gold World Series, a nod to manager Craig Counsell's alma mater of Notre Dame. Also, Charlie Blackmon has returned to the Colorado Rockies after recovering from the coronavirus. The All-Star outfielder was the first major league player known to have contracted COVID-19. Blackmon says he's trying to regain his physical fitness and hopes to be ready for the start of the pandemic-delayed season, July 24th. Blackmon says he was fortunate not to get too sick from the virus. He says he was only ill for 36 hours, and it wasn't as bad as the flu that he came down with a couple of years ago. Hard-throwing St. Louis Cardinals reliever Jordan Hicks has opted out of playing this season, citing pre-existing health concerns. The 23-year-old Hicks was diagnosed in high school as having type 1 diabetes. Hicks, who routinely throws over 100 miles per hour, is recovering from Tommy John surgery on June 26th of 2019. The right-hander's availability for this season was uncertain. Hicks had been taking part in workouts at Busch Stadium leading up to the Cardinals opener on July 24th at home against Pittsburgh. Southeastern Conference athletic directors met in person Monday at league headquarters in Alabama to discuss the prospects for a football season with COVID-19 cases spiking throughout much of the South. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said in a statement afterward that it's clear that current circumstances related to COVID-19 must improve. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have said they would only play conference schedules this fall in football and other sports. Sankey said SEC leaders believe in late July will provide the best clarity for making the important decisions ahead of us. The group met in the large Kramer Moore conference room to allow for social distancing. Other groups and individuals participated by video conference. Among topics discussed were possible scheduling options for holding athletic competition this fall, along with game management at those events. The Patriot League has joined the Ivy League and called off fall sports because of the pandemic. The league's 10 Division I schools will not compete this fall in football, soccer, and women's volleyball. The Ivy League announced a similar decision last week. The National Hockey League says 43 players tested positive for the coronavirus from June 8th through the end of the league's optional workouts. That number announced Monday includes 30 who tested positive at team facilities and the 13 that the league is aware of who tested positive outside the league's protocols for its Phase 2. The NHL opened Phase 3 Monday with the start of training camps for the 24-team playoffs, scheduled to open in two hub Canadian cities, Toronto and Edmonton, on August 1st. Players had until Monday evening to elect to opt out of competition without penalty. All players who tested positive self-isolated. The NHL is not sharing the names of the players who test positive or the teams that are involved. And the Bank of America Chicago Marathon has been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement Monday, marathon organizers and city officials cited the challenge of staging the large-scale October 11th event while COVID-19 concerns endure. As of Sunday, Chicago's health department reported more than 55,000 confirmed cases of the virus and over 2,600 deaths due to complications from COVID-19. Chicago's event typically draws about 45,000 runners and wheelchair athletes and more than 1 million spectators. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she is personally disappointed at the cancellation. The Boston Marathon and New York Marathon have also been canceled because of the pandemic. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.